Syria has called on the United Nations to take action to stop attacks by U.S.-led forces after the latest coalition airstrikes left nearly 24 civilians dead. The Syrian Foreign Ministry made the request in 2 separate letters addressed to the U.N. Secretary General and a president of the U.N. Security Council. Damascus described the attacks as illegal and accused Washington and its allies of disregard for international law. The Syrian Foreign Ministry said the U.S.-led attacks only serve to create the appropriate conditions to enable Daesh terrorists to survive and expand again. On Friday, an air raid by the coalition in a village in Deir ez-Zor province killed 10 civilians, including 4 children. Another U.S.-led attack a day earlier in the same province left 11 civilians dead.
This is the tragic aftermath of an airstrike by the U.S.-led coalition that claims to be targeting battlegrounds to save civilians, but instead, homes are shattered and innocent people perish away. The coalition has been carrying out thousands of such bombardments in Syria and Iraq since 2014 under the pretext of fighting Daesh. But civilians have been the main victims of the attacks. While Washington claims the civilian casualties are less than 1,000, activists say the death toll is 10 times higher. A monitoring group called Air Wars says the U.S.-led coalition has killed as many as 9,600 civilians so far, a death toll from Western military action not seen since the Vietnam War. Some of the deadliest coalition attacks include
March 17, 2017, Mosul, Iraq, nearly 300 killed. March 16, 2017, Aleppo, Syria, 46 people killed. July 12, 2018, Deir ez-Zor, Syria, 54 people killed. August 21st to 22nd, 2017, Raqqa, Syria, 100 civilians killed.
Rights groups have accused the U.S. and its allies of potential war crimes because of their indiscriminate bombings. Washington has acknowledged that its attacks in Raqqa have led to the death of 77 civilians between June and October 2017. However, Amnesty International says the admission is just the tip of the iceberg.
The coalition's admission that it killed 77 civilians in Raqqa is just the tip of the iceberg. The coalition needs to release meaningful and verifiable information about how targets in Raqqa were selected and how strikes were carried out.
Air Wars found the coalition was responsible for some 1,400 of the estimated 2,000 civilian casualties during the 4-month offensive there. The United Nations war crimes investigators have raised the alarm over the situation.
We note in particular that the intensification of air strikes, which have paved the ground for an SDF advance in Raqqa, has resulted not only in staggering loss of civilian life, but has also led to 160,000 civilians fleeing their homes.
Despite protests from the Syrian government and pressure from rights groups, the U.S.-led coalition still pushes ahead with its operations in Syria without accountability. Some now believe that it's time for the international community to take effective measures in order to save innocent lives.